On the popular sitcom Roseanne, Laurie Metcalf plays Roseanne's sister, Jackie. Metcalf is a newcomer to television, but not to acting. She was a founding member of the Steppenwolf Theater Company of Chicago. Steppenwolf received a Tony in 1985 for Best Regional Theater. John Malkovich is Steppenwolf's most famous member. Metcalf got rave reviews and an Obie Award for her performance in Steppenwolf's Bomb and Gilead. Metcalf made her screen debut in Susan Seidelman's 1985 film Desperately Seeking Susan. In the new film, Internal Affairs, Metcalf co-stars as a no-nonsense cop in the Internal Affairs Division investigating police corruption. In this stylish film, she stands out for not looking glamorous. I wanted to know if that was intentional.
I didn't consciously try and do that, but I know what you mean about actors and actresses not wanting to look... They want to look their best no matter what part they're playing. Usually, and there's exceptions to it, but I don't know. Maybe coming from theater, and especially coming from Steppenwolf Theater, we've always chosen to do just the opposite.
Internal Affairs is a very stylish film, and one of the films is really going after style and going after the kinds of shots where people are like perfectly placed within the frame. Is it any different for you acting within that? Are there different things that are required of you in terms of how you relate to the camera or where you have to stand and how important it is to exactly hit that mark?
Well, mostly on this movie, what I found that Mike Figgis did, the director, was from Andy Garcia and I, who played partners, he wanted a real controlled performance, and he wanted our movements really slow and precise. In most every scene we did, so there's very little movement, and other than that, it was normal, hit your mark.
Mm-hmm. The cop that you play is a lesbian, and we find that out in a conversation that Andy Garcia is having with his wife, and she's very jealous of the relationship that you and he might be having as partners. And he says, don't worry about it, she's a lesbian. I was wondering, this is the first time the audience finds out about it. I was wondering where there was a scene where Andy Garcia's character finds out about it that was perhaps cut out of the movie.
There were a lot of references to it in a derogatory way, I thought, all through the movie. Like when my character would get up and leave at the office where she worked with the other, they were all men. They would make remarks about it, and Andy and I and the director all agreed they should all be taken out. The only thing that I wanted left in, I like when Andy and I are sitting in a car and the pretty girl walks by and I stare much, much longer after her than he does. And I thought that that was an interesting scene and just said enough, said, you know, said what it says. It either doesn't say anything or it says everything. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we tried to get that even that one other reference taken out, but I don't know who put their foot down about that. I think they actually wanted it as sort of a tension breaker in Andy's scene with his wife, and so it was used in that way rather than like some comment on my character.
Is it any coincidence that your character of Jackie on Roseanne is becoming a cop as Internal Affairs plays around the country?
Well, it is just a coincidence. The cop on Roseanne was Roseanne's idea. I like it, and I don't know where it'll go, but we're just messing around with it right now.
How did you get the role on Roseanne?
It kind of fell in my lap. I had just moved out here 2 years ago with no job, and I'd never been here. I just...
Here being L.A.?
Yeah, I'd never been in L.A., and I thought I'd try it over Chicago or New York for a while. And two of my favorite casting agents were casting this TV show, and they'd never done TV before, so I thought, well, it must be a good show because I really liked their taste and everything. And plus, they use me all the time, so I figured I'd go in, and I didn't know who Roseanne was, and I knew John Goodman, so we all met, and I really liked them, and decided to do it. And I hadn't thought of going into TV before I moved out here, but it worked out really nicely.
Were there any things that threw you when you started doing television that were really different from stage or film?
Yeah, I find TV to be the hardest of the three. I have a bad phobia about cameras, which isn't That's a bad thing to have on a TV show.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah.
What's the nature of the phobia?
Well, I just turn self-conscious and inhibited in front of them. And there's four of them. So it's been bad. It's been rough. But I'm getting better at it. And you know what it's like. It's like, you know, having a bunch of people sit around and watch you have your picture taken or something like that, and you're trying to look natural. But other than that, TV's a weird cross between film and theater in that there's cameras, but then they also bring in the live audience, and you rehearse it like a play, but it's all broken up because the cameras have to reposition every, you know, the scenes are only a couple of minutes long, and it's hard to get a running start at anything. You just, it's over so fast because it's the half hour type of shoot that we do is so short. It's not that much material there to work on.
Well, working on Roseanne is a big change from working with Steppenwolf Theater Company, especially in the early days when Steppenwolf wasn't nationally famous. It's a theater company whose alumni include John Malkovich. What was the state of Steppenwolf when you joined? And what year was it?
I think it was 76, and we were all in college at Illinois State University, and we met and were young enough to want to put in the kind of hours and work that it took, and, you know, cleaning the toilets and selling the tickets and rehearsing and doing day jobs like driving buses and being secretaries. I guess the moral is you had to be really young at the time. I don't think anybody would do it over again.
Well, you were all pretty young at the time. There were, what, seven of you in Steppenwolf?
Originally, yeah. Yeah.
And you were all around the same age?
Uh-huh.
Did that limit the kinds of plays that you could do? I mean, there wouldn't be someone who could play the grandmother or the child if you were
right.
All a similar age.
Well, we went ahead and did that anyway. And our audiences sort of went along with us. I played Joan Allen's 12-year-old daughter in Fifth of July by Lanford Wilson, and then I played John Malkovich's mother in True West by Sam Shepard. And I think that's one of the reasons why our acting got a lot better individually. It was so we were allowed, well, we weren't allowed, we just did it. We just played roles we'd never get cast in anywhere else.
I guess the danger of that kind of thing is it coming off like a high school play where all the 12th graders play every single age imaginable.
We had quite a few plays that looked like high school plays.
Some people who are actors knew that they had a talent for it because as kids they were mimics and they could do other actors, they could do their teacher and their uncle. Were you ever like that?
No, I can't impersonate anybody. But what I did do as a kid was put, I don't know, why, but for some reason we had records like Gypsy and The Sound of Music, the cast albums, and I would put those on and lip sync them and in front of the big plate glass window in the living room, and people sat outside on lawn chairs and watched this go on, and I think I probably charged money for it too.
How much money?
It was horrible.
How much money did you get off of them?
I don't know. I did that, and then for some reason I remember choreographing a whole show around a swing set where I swung on a swing in time to the song When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along, and people paid to see that, too.
So did people encourage you to act because of these?
I don't know. They didn't know what to do. But then by the time I got into high school, I was way too shy to try acting. But for some reason, I did, and I got in a play and really liked it and thought it was something that I was kind of good at. But I was way too practical to think that I would ever, you know, go to college and major in theater, because it would be so useless. So I went to college as a German major, and then I switched to anthropology, and then I went into mass communication, and then I met up with the people we formed the company with. So I ended up majoring in theater. it's been a degree that I've never been able to use.
Do you ever think if it wasn't for friends who invited you to join Steppenwolf, that that's what you'd be doing?
If it wasn't for the people that I met in college and formed this company, I would have dropped out of German anyway. And I probably would be a secretary in St. Louis right now. I'm sure that's what I'd be.
Have you worked as a secretary?
I did. I worked as a secretary all in school and for like the 5 years after when we weren't getting paid. And I miss it, actually.
You miss it?
Yeah. This job that I have now is so, it's up in the air all the time. You never really know where you're working, when, with who, changes so much. And I just miss like moving one pile on my desk from the morning to the done pile on the other side by 5 o'clock. There's something very secure about that, and then getting paid for it every Friday.
Well, Laurie Metcalf, we're out of time. I thank you so much for talking with us.
Nice talking to you.
Actress Laurie Metcalf is a regular on the TV series Roseanne. She co-stars as Sergeant Amy Wallace in the new film Internal Affairs.